When these beautiful texts are given to us, this text that we just had in the first reading from the last chapter of Hosea, and then this text from Mark 12 on what the greatest commandment is, the Word of God like visits us and says, come, come, you know, I have a future for you. I have a life for you. I have meaning for you. Just come. See how the scribe answered, Jesus saw he answered with understanding. Now that kind of understanding is life-changing. It's not the kind of understanding like how to build a bridge, which is pretty good, you know. They don't understand, we're all falling in the river. So it's okay, but this is a different kind of understanding. And here we have the same thing. These words which conclude the prophet Hosea, and then probably a disciple or a scribe, or maybe Hosea, but I doubt it. Let him who is wise understand these things. Let him who is prudent know them. After all this text, and the text is what about? It's about the Lord inviting people to come. Return, Israel, to the Lord your God. Shuv. You've heard me enough on that one. The word for repent in Hebrew is shuv, which means return. Get up, like the prodigal son, and go back to the Father. Return. Well, we need the Lord to show us where we need to return and how to return. Come back. You know, take with you words and return to the Lord. I'll give you what to say. You're afraid to come back? You're afraid, you know, I'm going to be mad at it. I'll give you the words. Here, say these words when you come back. You know, I think I've mentioned this before, the great medieval commentator, Jewish Rashi, 12th century. And, you know, when Moses prays, you remember Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, remember our fathers and have mercy on us at the rebellion in the desert. And he wants to see, I want to see you. And so Adonai comes, and he says, you can't see me, you'll die. But I'll come. So he comes, and he passes by him. And he says, I'll put my hand over your eyes so you won't see. And he passes by, but you'll see my tov, you'll see my beauty from the back. And then he says, Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum Vachanun, you know, God, you know, Lord, Lord, merciful Lord. And he announces who he is. And Rashi says, what God said to Moses was this, you people will get so bad that all the merits of the fathers will never be enough to get you out of it. I give you this prayer. You say this prayer to me, and I'll forgive you. Isn't that beautiful? You say, El Rachum Vachanun. Now, the trick is not to be moved for a few minutes by this. It's to understand it. That means to experience it. You know, the great fathers of the church, we're just sort of wandering back now, little by little, to what Scripture is all about. Scripture is the source of where the revelation is. You know that? When was the last time the Lord bowled you over with a revelation? Better. When was the last time you really read it? Got a hold of it and said, I'm not leaving this word until you change my heart. Well, this is a good one to start with. You see? Origen used to say, well, you know, we're body, soul, and spirit, which is a biblical, not a Greek notion. We're body, soul, and spirit. So you can read the text, body. Nice words, forgive, you know, I will heal their defection, I love them freely. Nice words. You got the words. God is nice. We got that far. Okay. That's body. Soul starts to enter into my life. The reality of God, not just the words. The reality of God starts to enter into my life. And it changes me. I lay hold of it by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then finally, I really come to know Him. I experience God as El Rahum Vachanun. Then I know the text. Not before. Otherwise, I mean, anybody with a degree would be a saint. And if you haven't noticed, that's not the case. You know? Anybody. No, you got to penetrate this. This is God giving us Himself. Understand. And then, act. Here we are at this liturgy where God is going to give us the Son of God, going to give us His body and blood. What are we going to give? What do we want to give to each other? Just yesterday, Pope Benedict was talking to a group of people who care for lepers. And he said, you're on the right track. Because you do something physical, real, to help people. It's not all in your head somewhere. That's the way to go. Well, you see, how do we get from body to soul to spirit? We get to be more like the thing we're pondering. That's the way. See, knowledge is always resemblance. The more I let the Holy Spirit change me, the more I let Him move me to forgive, to love when I don't want to, I'm tired of loving. Let somebody else do it for a while. You can never say that. You can never say, you can feel it, but you never can do it. You see? Change me. Change my heart. I'm a disaster. The more that that happens, you see, the more I understand. Because I'm more like that, which I ultimately want to come in contact with, namely the Trinity. I saw a line the other day, John Paul II talking to the bishops of, I don't know, someplace. And he said, you know, your job is not to run an efficient organization. It's to bring your people into life-giving touch with the Trinity. That's your job. But that's our job. To do it for ourselves and to do it for each other. How does this stuff get off the page into reality? You know? I will heal their defections. I will love them freely. I will be like dew for Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. Can you hear God looking forward to His favorite, looking beautiful and powerful and radiant? This is a soliloquy, right? And God is thinking, this is what I want for my people. And then Jesus, you know, they ask Him, what's the top? He says, love God. Be loyal to God. Obey Him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And then, love your neighbor as yourself. Because if you're doing that first one, and you're yielding to God, and you're yielding to the purifying work of the Holy Spirit, you're starting to love yourself the right way. As Augustine says, if you love yourself, you'll go to some trouble for yourself. Like get up and pray and fast and love and forgive. And, you know, if you love yourself, that's what you're going to do. And then, you see, all in the power of the Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden, that's understanding. I read these myself this morning. I said, I've read these. I mean, I can recite them. But does it make any difference? Love God and love my neighbor as myself. That's the whole law. That's the whole everything. You know, as Paul says in Romans, agape is the fulfillment of the law. I know that. But do I understand it? Does it change me? Or is it just something else I've learned? That's the challenge, you know, as we go through Lent. These treasures are opened up before us. Every day, yeah, that's quite nice. Yeah, I'm really very edifying. And nothing happens. Let's take a minute. We have just a minute to reflect. Lord, where today am I supposed to love my neighbor as I'm supposed to love myself? Where am I going to go to trouble for my neighbor as I will go to trouble for myself? Let's just take a minute and ask the Holy Spirit to get these words off the page into our hearts.